The Bay Area is home to 250,000 Muslims. They work in tech, medicine, commerce, the service industry. And if you drive 2 hours north of San Francisco to Yuba City, you'll find a Muslim farming community that's been there for nearly a century. Pakistani immigrants made their way to Yuba City in the 1920s, and they grow almonds, alfalfa, and prunes. Lots of prunes. The community was living peacefully until one fateful day in 1994, when disaster struck. Oakland filmmaker David Washburn's new film, An American Mosque, tells their story. I talked to Washburn and first asked him to tell me more about the Pakistani farming community of Yuba City.
Like other immigrants from South Asia, they came down, some of them, you know, back in the turn of the 20th century, via work in the railroads, via work in farm labor camps, and ended up settling in Yuba City. One of the main characters in the film, his name is Khalid Saeed. His grandfather was a kind of a pioneer of the community, a farm laborer, and then ultimately with his brother decided to purchase land where the mosque now stands. For me, when I learned this story of here's this group of multi-generational Muslim Americans who are farming and then deciding to convert this farmland into, you know, a house of worship. This is the kind of, you know, little home on the prairie type mythology that we share with one another. And here it is in a Muslim context. So I thought that was absolutely something I wanted to bring forward.
So what happens? This community in Yuba City builds their mosque. What then happens?
It was a functioning mosque. People were praying in it. There had been marriages in it. Just before its completion, two individuals went in late at night with gasoline. They took what were rolled up carpets that had been put on the floor for prostration for prayer. They moved those into a section of the mosque, doused them with gasoline, and lit the mosque on fire. And this huge blaze occurred, reducing the mosque to ashes by the morning.
What happened then when the community came the next morning and found the mosque had been burned down?
They really didn't know what to do, honestly. I mean, this is something that people were unprepared for. You know, here in a farm town in Yuba City, they were not prepared to, let's say, hold a press conference. They didn't have the kind of experience with how do we rally support to put collective pressure on investigators to put as much labor and work and investigative power into solving this crime.
And so, as you mentioned, kind of one of the main people that we see throughout this film is Khalid Saeed. And he says something really poignant at one point. Let's listen to him.
How American do I have to be an American? My children here, they're grown up, their children, they're born here. My father is buried here. My grandfather is buried here. There's five, six generation going on. That was the thinking in our minds that we're like neighbors.
What does that mean to you, him saying that?
It means several things to me. Visually, he's saying this as he's has his trucker cap on, has a cigarette out of his mouth, and he's driving a flatbed pickup truck full of prunes on his farm. And so visually, there's a kind of irony that's going on there that I hope viewers notice, that here's this person saying this, and yet here is almost like an image off of a Marlboro commercial, you know. But personally, I think it represents a lot in a sense that why are people having to continually ask this, even after generations of being here? And so when he says that, for me, it's kind of important to kind of almost in a provocative way suggest you don't consider me American, you know, prove to me how I'm less American than you are.
Was this ruled to be a hate crime or what happened?
As far as I'm concerned, as the filmmaker and the storyteller, I deem this as a hate crime. Members of the Muslim community at the time deemed it as a hate crime. Investigators, you know, investigated it as if it were a hate crime to a degree. This was a different moment in time where, you know, yeah, the word Islamophobia was not something that even the investigator would know. And so this reflects a kind of a pre-9/11 moment, but it also shows that this kind of ignorance was happening back then.
What kind of responses came from the non-Muslim community, the churches?
I tracked down a number of individuals who wrote letters and had them read these letters for the first time 20 years, almost 20 years after the event happened. These people hadn't seen the letters in over a decade, and they read the letter for my camera, and you see, you know, the tears that occur when these people, Christian, Quakers, Presbyterians, reading these letters and, you know, expressing their kind of solidarity as American to American with the Muslims that were affected in Yuba City. It's very, very, a very powerful moment.
Let's take a listen.
My wife and I were shocked last week to drive by on Tierra Buena to see the burned out center.
Like so many others, we were shocked and saddened to hear about the destruction of your mosque.
We know the work and love that goes into building that insurance can never pay back.
This small contribution toward its rebuilding comes from those of us. I'm really saddened as I remember this.
The case wasn't solved, and they just closed the case. So I'm wondering, as you were speaking with the people of Yuba City, the Muslims of Yuba City, did they find closure?
The way the characters and the community members responded was not through violent means, but was through peaceful resiliency. Closure for the community came in rebuilding the mosque. In some ways, this film represents a bit of a healing process for the community there, the characters in the film. That, to me, is very important, that they find some kind of healing in having this film out there and having others learn about this story.